boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
This isn't just any normal Monday. No, my family has been training for this Monday since August 22nd of 2017.
Are you referring to the eclipse by chance?
I am referring to the eclipse. So August 22nd, 2017, my family created an event, because you can do that on Facebook, Solar Eclipse Party 2024, y'all. And we were going to go watch it in Texas, apparently, because that's where one of my aunts live, is in Texas. And that was going to have some really good viewing if you were there.
Yeah.
And had a couple family members who were invited to this event, and we were supposed to all... The goal was to all eventually get there, but, you know, travel costs a lot of money. So we all didn't do it. But we've had this event on Facebook since 2017, and every once in a while we check in saying, hey, what's on the menu? I'll start working on cheesecake. Less than a year away. Hey,
I remember that. Yeah. I feel like it was last year that you brought up that it was 1 year away, and I thought you were nuts then, and now the day's here, so I can only imagine that that thing's blowing up.
The event is blowing up. Now we've got the big family group chat blowing up right now. Everybody's sending photos, sending videos. They're letting me know how it is. Apparently, it's very dark in Texas, or it was earlier when it was happening. And yeah, they are blowing up right now. The family is hyped. They have been waiting for this day.
Is it like...
Oh, like, and also the sirens went off in Texas, in which, who knows why that happened.
Really?
Yeah, that's what my aunt said. She's like, and now the sirens are going off, but I think we're okay.
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering, like,
what idiot did something stupid?
What the vibe of the group chat is. Like, are you all just sharing? Is it kind of like competitive vibes?
It
of
is.
Like, who has the best view? Because ours here was like... Not going to compare to Texas, I'm sure.
First off, it started off with who had cooler glasses.
Oh.
So we were taking selfies of who had cooler glasses, who was rocking them better. Then the vibe kind of changed with who's got cooler photos of it all. And honestly, I think my aunt won, because it in one of her videos, it's dark. I'm like, dude, it looks like it's like 9 p.m.
I'm like, can you add me into that?
Because you want to be part of the family.
Yeah, it didn't get that dark here.
I know.
I want to see the cool stuff. Full disclosure, I had no intention of taking part in any sort of eclipse activities today. But thanks to you, Destiny.
What?
You literally came storming in my office, probably like, what, 1 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, it's kind of cool out there. You should come look. I was like, okay, I don't have glasses, and I'm not trying to burn my retinas out of my face. But luckily, the Morning Scramble actually had some extra ones in their office. And then this turned into like kind of an hour-long meeting, solar eclipse meeting, that is.
That's if the boss is hearing. It was a meeting.
It was a meeting, because we were all out on the back patio. Everybody that was in the building pretty much just camped out
watching it.
Mouth breathing, staring up at the sky, like, is anything happening yet? Kind of just looks like a toenail.
Did it move? It looked like it moved.
That's
Did
what
it move
was.
For you? Yeah, I think it moved. That's kind of how it was.
I mean, there was even business calls happening.
<There was. laughs>
And it was like, well, do you see anything there? Okay, no, I'm back to business. It was a vibe.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
When you're scrolling on dating apps and you're looking through different dudes, there are just some, based on their profile, that you're like, yep, nope, I'm going to pass. Thank you very much. Goodbye to you.
Yep.
And there's some experts who are saying there's one huge mistake that tons of guys are making on their dating profiles that is very much fixable. So I want to know if it's like an issue
a
for
pet,
you.
The fish pick. That's what I was trying to
oh,
say.
Oh, good.
The
no.
fish pick is the biggest no for me, and I will swipe so hard left.
It's not. It actually has nothing to do with appearance or the photos that you choose. It's more so what you include in your bio or your interests, depending on what dating app it is.
Okay.
They say the biggest mistake made by men on dating apps is expressing interest in sports.
No.
Let me continue.
Okay.
There are... okay.
Okay. All right. Let me hear you.
Well, let me tell you what the research uncovered, and then you can go off. They found that way more guys are including their passion for sports in their bios, their interests, their likes, their whatever. And it could be a turnoff for women because women are way more likely to include like movies, music, coffee, TV, things like that.
It's like my entire dating profile.
Exactly. You're basic. What can I say? It's easy. And apparently girls are more likely to respond to guys who also include those same interests. So while you can be interested in sports, it's not necessarily a great idea as a dude to put it on your profile because it doesn't make you stand out. It doesn't make you unique. Whereas the guy who's like, I really love the Twilight series, you're going to be like, huh, I want to ask more about that because that gets my interest.
You're right.
The little bit of a leeway is fitness or workouts. Those terms work in your profile more than sports because that implies that you're active and not just sitting on your butt on the couch watching NFL on Sundays. So that's why they say, yeah, you can be interested, but maybe don't make it the focus of your entire profile.
You know, I was going to poo-poo all over this.
I knew you were. And now you're sold?
I'm kind of sold. You know, I did always I do like to see that you like football, that you like baseball. I like that because I like it and I want to watch it casually with you on like a Sunday. You know, that I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But when you said, if they mention other things, like I'm thinking theater, when theater is an option on Bumble. That was always something that you didn't really see a lot on guys' dating profiles, but it's one of my favorite date nights. It is one of my favorites. So if a guy has that, I'm like, oh, ring a ding ding. We are a match. Even though I don't know if we're actually a match because I don't know if you've swiped right yet or not. But in my head, we're a match.
I was going to say, did ring a ding ding ever really work?
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We were those girls in the afternoon, but pretty soon I'm going to be just all by myself.
You're doing it to yourself. You are.
I really am.
You're like, I have your dream job. Please stay. No, absolutely not. Sorry.
She's like, where do I apply? I have the perfect job for you, Taylor. Really, anybody who loves a good cat snuggle and wants to make some extra cash while doing it.
Again, I'm sold. Just give me the place and the time.
Do you know what kitten season is?
Kitten season?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of it before?
No.
Probably not. I've never heard of it before, but apparently it's a thing. Starts in May, goes till November, and it's with shelters, and they see like a huge like plus in like a big surge in like kittens coming into their shelters. And so that becomes overwhelming. They don't have enough space for the kittens. Then they start getting low on their food and supplies and everything. So that's kind of kicks off in May, kitten season, and goes until about November. Well, Acana Pet Food and Best Friends Animal Society, they have a job opening. It is called Official Kitten Cuddler.
I'm that's me.
And through, you really only have a couple more days, Wednesday, April 10th, you just have to fill out a quick, short questionnaire, and it is very short. It's like your name, your date of birth, where are you located? Are you allergic to cats?
No. No.
That's a really good question.
I'm not, though.
Oh, and how are you doing today? That was one of the questions.
I'm fantastic if I get this job.
And then, in 200 words or less, what makes you fit for this job and why do you like kittens? That's it. That's all you got to fill out. And if you get this job, you get $10,000 to cuddle cats for 4 hours. That's it. 4 hours, $10,000. It's yours.
I am applying, and it's been real. It's been fun. But I gotta go.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
I am mortified by what happened to me earlier today. I don't think I'm ever gonna be able to walk into a Home Goods ever again.
Okay, what on earth happened?
What started as a good start to my Monday, because I had a little extra time before I came into work between appointment, that I was like, oh my gosh, I'll treat myself. I haven't walked around like a home store in a long time. And for whatever reason, that brings me a lot of peace, just looking at home decor. So I went to Home Goods and was browsing around, and I found these like candlesticks that I really liked that were colored glass, I guess I would say. They were like swirly and so cute. And I had grabbed a couple that I liked because I was like, oh my gosh, I'll treat myself today. So I grabbed three of them, and I didn't have a cart or anything with me at that point. So I'm like, oh, I should go grab one. These are breakable. Okay. So I walk up front. I set them down on a counter because I got a basket and I didn't want to set off the, like, you're stealing alarm.
Oh, the security. Yeah.
So I set it on a table, like display, and grabbed a basket, walked over, grabbed one of the candlesticks, and kersplat. I don't know how to make a glass breaking noise, but I shattered one of them at the front of the store, right next to the cashiers.
Yep, so they saw it all.
Where all three of them were standing, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I feel helpless.
And you just stare at it, and you're like, I don't know what to do with glass.
I seriously wanted to cry. I don't think I've ever broken anything like that, because I was like, what happens next? And one of the girls was nice and was like, oh my gosh, I'll clean it up, like, no worries. And then I'm like, do I have to buy it? I feel like I have to leave here with something now, because I just
damaged. Did you buy it? You didn't buy it.
No, I didn't buy
it. Thank God.
But I ended up buying other stuff because I felt guilty.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
How's everybody's retinas doing?
Not very well, because I
you peaked.
On accident. It was on accident. My glasses fell. Oh. And then right when, because it's hard to have, like, normal glasses, because, like, I have glasses on an everyday basis. But I was also still trying to wear the protective glasses on top of them, and then they fell, and I was looking at the sun, and I'm like, oh, God, I did it. I did it.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Okay, so it's very dark in here always, and when I peek under the curtain, it was still really bright out there. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it is.
Like, is that it? It was just that.
I think it is.
1 hour of eclipse, and now we're just back to normal. That's kind of sad.
I know. It's only like a couple of hours in one day, and it's like, okay, back to
all that buildup for like what? I'm kind of sad now.
I know. And then we have to wait several years.
Woohoo! What a bummer, honestly.
I guess you could watch the Twilight eclipse now.
And that's exactly what I'll do.
What would you do for a guy that is having a bad day? Like, what would you get him? What would you do? I need some advice. I'm issuing a code red. Call me and tell me what you think. Because I got a message from Neighborman earlier today. Mm-hmm. And he told me that a lot of things have happened to him at work. A lot of bad things. Just like minor inconveniences. One of them, he tripped, spilled food everywhere, mm-hmm. all over himself, all over the wall. And he's just kind of having a bad day. And I'm like, oh my God, I really wish that I could help make your day a little bit better. I don't know what to do. Do I get him something? Do I do something? I have no clue what you do to make a guy have a better day.
Dudes are hard because, right, like, they're hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas girls, you're like, oh, I know my girl loves flowers. I'll have some delivered to the office. It's easy.
I'm like, is that weird?
I don't think
so. If I had flowers delivered to his office, would he be weirded out by that? Like, I just don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know if it'd be his first choice, though. My initial thought, if my guy was having a bad day, it would be to cook dinner for him and take care of, like, dishes and make sure it's, like, ready when he's home and just, like, take on all the responsibility of it so that he can just have some good food and then move on with the day.
Well, that's what 6421 texted in, too. And I'm cool with that idea, but the problem is, have you seen me cook?
I haven't. You do make it sound like it is quite toxic to humans.
I think that would make his day even worse. He'd be like, oh God, this day just keeps...
Well, could you order something?
I could.
That would be nice too, to have a little takeout sitch. You could even plate it up and fake that you cooked it.
I'll take snuggles when I'm having a bad day, but I'm not feeling head scratches.
I don't know why you think that's so weird.
God, what do you put putting your fingers on my head for? That feels a little weird, and you're going to scratch it? That's just, scratch my back instead.
Not scratch. It's like tickles. Like tickles.
Like when they were checking for lice in school?
Sort of, I guess, without the tools.
I did enjoy that moment. That was nice.
Okay. Don't knock it till you try it, I guess.
That's what Katie said on our Z102.9 Facebook page. But we're still asking you, what do guys want on bad days to feel better? Because I have absolutely no idea.
Dan, what do you think she should do?
This is the easiest question ever to answer. And it's intimacy.
Easiest question ever.
Come on.
I mean,
that's what a lot of people are saying on Facebook, too. And I'm like, that can't really be the answer. You're telling me after a bad day, that's really what you want to do?
Well, yeah, especially if it's like a really, really, really bad day and you want to do something special out of the ordinary.
You want to put in work and you want to like, no, don't you want something like chocolate?
Well, yeah, that's what I think you're kind of looking for, is like an action or an item that you can take home that is outside of the norm, I guess.
Right. That's what I would want. If I'm having a bad day, I want something I was not expecting.
And don't touch me.
Get away from me. Call me crazy, but I'm issuing a code red.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Dude. Is that serious?
Is that serious? I had asked neighbor man how his day's going. Turns out it's not going very well. He's having a bad day at work. And I was kind of thinking, okay, I'd really like to make up his bad day and get him something. I don't know. For me, I'd like flowers and chocolate. But I figured that's probably not what he wants.
What do dudes want? In that situation, I don't know.
So that's what we've been asking you. What do guys want on bad days to feel better?
Beth, what do you think?
Is there anything like my husband, beer, and video games?
So just go grab a pack and then a brand new video game for them?
Oh, yeah. Leave them in their room for a little bit, let them be, and then they're good.
That's pretty easy.
All right, I don't know. That's a quick little jaunt to the store. I like that one.
I like that, too.
I don't got to make anything.
And that is what we've learned is key in this situation. Marcus, what do you think?
Space. Just simply space.
Oh, like alone time?
Just alone time. Sometimes we don't even want to be bothered.
So I shouldn't even come home then?
It's not that. It's just, you know, you can check on me every once in a while, but hey, sometimes I maybe just want to play my game and just be left alone.
Okay. That kind of has something to do with what Beth said, you know, like, have something nice like beer or a new video game or a snack and then let him be.
Dude, I feel like that's kind of a win-win for me.
You also get a me night.
It's a me night too. Win-win.
Okay. I think we're on to something.
I kind of like that.
Don, what do you think she should do?
I'm just a typical guy, not much going on upstairs. And I know that a good meal and to quit being told I don't listen. As a matter of fact, the other day, my beautiful bride told me something, and she said, you don't even listen. You're not even listening. I said, I am too. And she goes, well, what'd I say? I told her, I said, you told me you don't even listen. And something else. I'm not sure what it was, but I know there was something else.
If you found out that your dad, brother, boyfriend, best male friend, whatever, whatever dude is in your life, had a really bad day, what would you do to make sure to make them feel better? She's like, oh God.
Give him a pat on the back.
It's okay, buddy.
You got it, dude. I don't know. See, this is why we need help.
Yeah, we do. We want to know, what do guys want on bad days to feel better? And I completely forgot we totally have a dude in the building. Well, we actually have multiple dudes.
We have many dudes, but we have a resident dude.
Yeah, Andrew, who I would love to hear from you, Andrew. What do guys want to, you know, help them feel better on a bad day?
I mean, food's a great one, but it's also just letting us do our like personal project or game or something, and you just be like sitting in the room doing something else.
You want us in the room?
Yeah. We don't want you to necessarily talk to us.
Shut
up. But like, be in the room with us. Like, we don't necessarily need conversation or anything.
It's just like comforting.
Yeah.
You know what? That actually makes so much sense to me.
Why? Why does it make sense?
I feel like I've had this happen where my boyfriend has had a really long day and he wants to watch, I don't know, a game that's on TV, or he wants to play video games, and he'll be like, oh, can't you just come sit on the couch with me? And I'm like, what? Like, why? Don't you want to be by yourself?
This is boring.
But I sit there and I watch TikToks and he has his moment and then he feels better.
Andrew, you're a genius. You just saved the whole day.
So I guess come with an activity tonight.
I guess I'll be on my phone.
Yeah. There is no worse way to start the week than at a physical at the doctor. I thought that was pretty bad. Nobody looks forward to that. But then I heard the question that nobody wants to hear, which is, oh, your doctor has a student with them today. Do you mind?
Because here's the thing. You want to say, yeah, I do.
I don't prefer it. I'm never going to be like, woohoo, I would love an audience for this.
Dude. Come check it all out. No.
No. But if there's one thing I've never been, it's a wuss. Okay? So what did I say? Oh, yeah, it's fine. I don't care. I regret it every time because it just ends up being, I know they're learning, they're there for their education, but I'm like, I feel like a human specimen right now, and it is so weird.
I know. And it's even worse when you have to go for your woman checkup of things, and you know what I mean. And that's already a vulnerable state. And I'm already uncomfortable with my regular doctor down there, you know? And then you're going to have somebody I don't know there. I don't like that.
It's also just like, I didn't know who I was talking to. You know what I mean? When they're trying to like make small talk, when they're doing their doctor things, and you're like,
it's like, who do I look at?
I don't.
The student or you?
I just stared at the ceiling, and I still, maybe next time I'll have the courage to say, no, I'm good this time.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So, did you do anything special for the eclipse?
Other than putting on weird, funky glasses over my eyes, no.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of like the vibe around here because we weren't in the main viewing route or whatever they were calling it across the country. However, if you were in Arkansas today, you could have been a part of Elope at the Eclipse mass wedding.
A mass wedding?
There was a mass wedding, okay?
Excuse me.
This is in Russellville, Arkansas. It happened earlier today. More than 300 couples got married during this mass wedding ceremony. So it was completely free. Total Eclipse of the Heart provided everything. They reimbursed the $60 marriage license, and the first 100 couples that registered got a complimentary wedding gift, and they got married in the time that the total eclipse was happening there. Now, it was happening in Arkansas. Originally, it was supposed to be in Maine, but they realized the total eclipse was only 2 minutes. They moved it to Arkansas, where it was about 4 minutes. So they had 4 minutes to marry 300 couples all at once.
Did they do it all at once? Like, everybody, I do! Or was it?
That's a good question.
Or was it, do you, and you? Like, which one was it?
I don't know.
I would like to know.
That's a good question. I don't know if everybody had to come with their own officiant or if there was just somebody up on stage and it was just all at once. You do. Great. We are in complete darkness.
Can you imagine the kissing sounds after it with 300? I don't know. Why are you looking at me here?
After a kiss? I have questions.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Most people probably had a fun, long weekend, right? I, on the other hand, spent most of my weekend packing boxes and more boxes and more boxes because I'm moving again. And going room from room, packing things up. And neighbor man came over and helped me pack some things up. And I gave him a duty. I'm like, hey, can you handle the spare bedroom closet, which had shoes and clothes and other things in there. And he made a comment and he's like, hey, I really didn't think you had a lot of stuff. But now that I think about it, you do a good job of hiding it. You actually just, you have a lot of stuff.
Mm.
You just hide it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I think that's maybe all women, that we have a lot of stuff. We just hide it very, very well.
When you don't let them see it, because I was just going to say, letting him loose, a dude, loose in your closet or whatever storage situation you have,
you got to trust him a little bit.
I know you do.
They are going to snoop and they are going to look at everything.
I know they will.
Maybe sniff it.
They do. Don't they?
What kind of guy are you hanging out with?
I'm just saying, I hung out with, if you freak, walked out of that room, you have no idea what happened.
You're not
there.
Wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And now he knows how much crap you have.
He knows how much crap I have. And I had a lot of crap in that closet. And I was like, that's where I tend to hide crap, is just in closets. As much as I can, put it at the top shelf, put it at the bottom, hide underneath the clothes, because clothes kind of hang pretty low, you know, on the bar and stuff. So you can usually hide stuff underneath it that a lot of people can't see. Mm-hmm. But that is like my go-to place to hide my crap. Because like I have things, you know, from like childhood, or things that you're like, oh, I don't really want to get rid of it because like, what if one day I need it? Or it's like, you know, something you made in art class, or it's something you like, even like my college diploma. You know what I mean? Like, I like, don't, like,
what do I do with it? But I don't want to get rid of it.
I don't want to get rid of it, but I'm like, it's an honor, you know, like, woo-hoo. But I'm like, also it's taking up space, for the love of God. I don't want it anymore. So I just throw it in the closet. But I noticed, like, guys are a little bit different. They display everything.
Yeah.
They're like, that gum I ate 2 weeks ago, let me display it for you to see.
Okay, well, see, I don't know what kind of dudes you're talking to again.
Packing and moving once again, and
what is happening?
Hold on. Okay,
what's happening?
Do you see my headphones are, like, broken?
Oh my God. Well, continue.
You
sound fine.
I do self-conscious. You can see them like tingling.
Okay. You're moving and you're packing.
I'm sorry. And you were looking at me and I'm like, she can notice my headphones.
I can tell something's wrong with you right now.
Okay. Anyways, back to it. I'm moving, packing my bags once again. And I asked neighbor man to help me, and he made a comment to me, and he goes, you know what? I really didn't think that you had like a lot of stuff, but you do. You're just really good at hiding your stuff, which I'm like, you know what? I feel like that's all girls. That's not just me. I feel like girls are really, really good at hiding the things that they have a hard time getting rid of.
100%. I remember back in college, I don't do this anymore. My go-to hiding spot was under the bed.
I still do that sometimes.
Laundry. I still am a blanket hoarder. And anytime that I would want to like pick up, I would just shove it all under my bed. But now I would say my mess hides behind all of the organization, like tools I have, whether it be under sink, drawers or organizers are my guilty pleasure. Now, are they full of absolute crap that I could probably get rid of? 100%. But it looks organized because it's in a container or a shelf.
That's what you're just buying containers.
Yeah, I'm just buying more crap.
It's kind of gross in here, not gonna lie.
What? Speak for yourself.
Hey, I didn't. It's not like somebody tooted or something. No, it's way worse. Taylor's over there picking her nails. Okay, she does press-ons. We both do, but I do it way more than I do. And you're over there picking your press-on nails off. And I think now you have them all off.
I do.
Is that correct? Okay.
I do.
And you love to say this out loud. I've heard you say multiple times that no one has ever seen your regular nails because you always have press-on
nails. Well, that's not completely true, and it's not nobody ever. But I'm not kidding. I've done press-on nails for the last, like, 5-6 years straight. It's very unlike me to even sit over here and pop them all off because I don't.
You don't want anyone to see your regular
nobody
nails.
Nobody needs to see what's going on under there. But I did because they were driving me crazy.
Has your boyfriend ever seen him?
He tries to catch a little peek, and I don't really like to let him.
So even he hasn't seen him.
Probably not fully, because again, mind your business. Nobody needs to know what's going on under there. It makes me shy.
This is a strange request. It's something I honestly thought I'd never say out loud. Can I see your nails?
No. No. They're naked and they're nubby.
I
want
to see them.
No, they're nubby and they're naked and they are not for public consumption today. I can't do it.
I'm going to go to HR because I asked you to see your naked fingernails.
Yeah, and they are butt naked right now. And I cannot bring myself to let anybody look.
I'm going to get in trouble for that.
It's like streaking.
Today was kind of a cool day because honestly, nobody really worked and we all just stood around the windows pretty much all day just waiting and waiting for the eclipse to happen.
Yeah, we were gawking up at the sky. It was kind of fun though.
Even after it happened, we're like, oh, how was that eclipse for you? That was cool for me.
Well, yeah, because I'm like kind of sad that it's all over and done. There was all this hype and now what?
You kept telling me it looked like a toenail for you. And I was
it did. What? I knew we weren't going to get the whole thing, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. It looking like a toenail.
I got some eclipse fun facts or some things you should know about today's eclipse, some future eclipses and all the fun jazz.
Okay. This might be my new hobby.
Dude, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I might like go full deep into eclipse things.
Okay.
All right. So there's 9 more total solar eclipses that will occur in the U.S. this century. So we had one this year in 2024. The next one, 2033. Then 2044. Right after that, 2045. Then we got to wait till 2052. Then 2078. Right after that, 2079.
Okay, now my life expectancy. We're getting up there, dude.
2097 and 2099.
Wow.
So, honestly, if you just were born like this year, you got a lot to come up in your lifetime, dude.
If not, count them down, baby.
If you want to see the most like solar eclipse in your life, you should actually be living in Alaska. They get really good views of it all.
That's not why I'm moving to Alaska. Oh, it snows a lot, but the eclipse.
The eclipse, man. Imagine the view on that. Also, I would plan your trip now. Save some money because this is going to be really cool. A total solar eclipse will be visible from Walt Disney World for over 6 minutes on August 12, 2045. Got some time to save some money. Book the hotel. Dude, you know it's going to be expensive.
It's going to be expensive. And also, I hope Disney does something for this. 6-minute fireworks show, okay? If it's going to get dark out,
yeah!
Do something with this, Disney. Yeah. You've got time.
This is genius. She's right. I don't know if you knew today, we had the eclipse, right? The eclipse has a twin.
What?
Yeah.
A twin?
What? Anybody want to tell the mom? The eclipse has a twin. The total solar eclipse of May 11th, 2078.
What makes it a twin?
Don't ask me that. Oh. I don't know. It's just what the nerds told me.
Sweet.
The average temperature can drop 20 degrees during a solar eclipse. So we got really cold
it was
today.
It's freaking cold out there.
It was freaking cold.
I didn't even wear a coat today. My hands were freezing holding my stupid glasses on my head.
And the last thing you should have known about the eclipse today is that NASA was doing a huge study today. Massive study. They were looking at how animals react to an eclipse.
Mm.
They were looking at how dogs bark, birds, wildlife, just anything. What happens to them during eclipse? They really want to know, do they think it's nighttime?
Oh.
That was their biggest study today. Wow. And if they do think it's nighttime, why? Well, obviously, because the sun.
I wish they would have done a study on me. Did anybody else feel weird?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.